In 2012, the Vietnam Veterans of America Jersey Shore Area Chapter 12 started a cremains project committee, a group that set out to return deceased fellow veterans to their loved ones.
Sometimes the living must help the dead.
New Jersey-based producer and filmmaker Tom Phillips caught wind of the Veterans Cremains Project.
My dad served. He died young. He never told me a thing, so I guess there was no closure for me.
Phillips previously released the short film Vietnam Aftermath, featuring interviews with Garden State veterans sharing their experiences during and after the war. He's promoting a television pilot based off of the Cremains Project titled Unclaimed Remains.
Oh, I heard them say people being left in boxes, veterans. So I'm thinking, okay, if you can leave a vet in the box, what about the rest of us? And I was just shocked. And that includes infants. So I kind of took it upon myself to hopefully bring more public awareness to the country. So, because this has to stop.
Those working on the project say roughly 20% of unclaimed cremains in funeral homes across the country are veterans.
I have another one. Looks like there's no name on this. Let me just check it out.
Ernie DiOrio left for Vietnam on Thanksgiving Day in 1967. Today, he's a member of the Vietnam Veterans of America Jersey Shore Area Chapter 12 and one of the leads on the Cremains Project.
We first get involved with the funeral director, and he tells us, I have X amount of cremains here. I don't know who the veterans are. If you guys like to come in and do the inventory of it, and what you saw there, I think we had 120 cremains there.
Yes.
To inventory. And what we did the inventory on them. We came out, I think, with about 20 of them, 25 individuals that were veterans.
The chairman of the Cremains Project says the real difficulty in doing the work is gaining trust from the funeral homes. Rich Goff served in the Air Force from 1963 through the Vietnam War.
We just need to get to the funeral parlors and explain to them that we do all the work. We do everything. The first time they see us is when we knock on the door and or we are there to do an inventory of their cremains. All we need is their name and their death date. We take it from there. The next time they see us is when we come to pick up those that are veterans, put them in the urns that we've had made, and have them buried.
A grant from Home Depot supplying lumber and partnerships with local businesses has allowed Goff and his fellow vets at the Shore Area Chapter 12 to create oak urns for cremains.
So that we now can take the temporary urn, which in some cases is just a cardboard box, and transfer them over to a decent urn. And we have a label that we place on that and have them buried in the William C. Doyle Cemetery.
The cemetery in Wrightstown is the first state-operated veterans burial ground in New Jersey. Goff says every veteran they discover gets a military funeral, even if no existing family members are found.
It includes taps. It includes folding the flag, some prayers, etc. And that's about it. It takes about 20 minutes.
Ernie DiOrio with the Cremains Project says they've found roughly 70 military veterans in funeral homes and returned 20 of them back to family members.
Each box that we do has a story, each individual. And Richie goes above and beyond the call of duty. When I say that, he just has to go back to the last next of kin. But Richie goes further than that. Sometimes he'll go looking for grandchildren or anything like that. So, you know, it's something that we just want to let them know that you're grandparents, your parents, somebody's there.
In the New Jersey legislature, a bill has passed the state Senate and referred to the Assembly Military and Veterans Affairs Committee that would expand the Cremains Project's work beyond unclaimed veterans. Again, here's Rich Goff.
This would allow us to also take eligible dependents and spouses of veterans, qualified veterans. It will also change the law that allows us to be included in the list of people who can get a free death certificate from the state.
But to the frustration of the veterans working on the Cremains Project, the bill is yet to reach a committee vote in the Assembly. Unclaimed Remains Director Tom Phillips has expanded his outreach on the issue to other states and countries, where those communities say they too have an unknown number of veterans' cremains sitting on shelves in funeral homes.
So it's a world problem. It's not limited to the U.S. And the thing is, 20% are veterans. What about the other 80%? I mean, it's not a military issue. It's a human issue.
The goal they hope for is a day when there's no military veteran left unclaimed in a box. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Meng Santos at the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Holmdel.